The Life of Joseph Smith by Kimberly Webb. During the month of June, we remember the martyrdom of the prophet Joseph Smith. More importantly, we celebrate his life and the works he accomplished. President John Taylor, 1808 to 1887, said, "Joseph Smith, the prophet and seer of the Lord, has done more, save Jesus only, for the salvation of men in this world, than any other man that ever lived in it." Doctrine and Covenants, section 135, verse 3. Instructions. You will need some help with this activity. To remember some of the things the prophet Joseph did, remove pages 24 and 25 and glue them to heavy paper. Cut out the pictures on page 27. Then read each event on the timeline and find the picture that matches it. Glue the picture of that event on the map where it took place. Some places will have more than one event. If you wish, draw arrows on the map to indicate the order in which the events took place. Timeline: December 23, 1805. Joseph Smith, Jr. is born in a small cabin in Sharon, Vermont, to Lucy Mack and Joseph Smith, Sr. Spring 1820. In answer to Joseph's prayer, God the Father and His Son Jesus Christ appear in a grove of trees near Joseph's home in Palmyra, New York. January 18, 1827, Joseph marries Emma Hale in South Bainbridge, New York. September 22, 1827, after years of preparation, Joseph receives the golden plates from the angel Moroni at the hill Cumorah near Palmyra. May 15, 1829, John the Baptist ordains Joseph and Oliver Cowdery to the Aaronic priesthood on the banks of the Susquehanna River in Harmony, Pennsylvania. March 26, 1830, the first edition of the Book of Mormon, published by E. B. Grandin in Palmyra, New York, is completed. April 6, 1830, Joseph is sustained as prophet of the newly organized church at the Peter Whitmer Farm in Fayette, New York. February 1831. In obedience to revelation, Joseph and the saints move to Kirtland, Ohio. Joseph and Emma live for a time with Newell K. Whitney in an apartment connected to his store. March 24, 1832. While staying with the Johnsons in Hiram, Ohio, Joseph is dragged from the house and tarred and feathered. The next day, he preaches a sermon. May through June 1834, Joseph marches with Zion's camp from Ohio to Jackson County, Missouri, to try to reclaim the saints' land from which they had been driven. March 27, 1836, Joseph dedicates the Kirtland Temple. On April 3rd, the Savior appears in the temple to accept it as his house. December 1838 to April 1839. Joseph is imprisoned in Liberty, Missouri. Though his suffering is great, he receives sacred revelations given us in sections 121 through 123 of the Doctrine and Covenants. April 1839 to June 1844. Joseph oversees the building of Nauvoo, Illinois, and also leads the saints to begin building another temple. He reveals the ordinances of sealing, the endowment, and baptism for the dead. June 27, 1844. After being imprisoned in Carthage, Illinois, the prophet and his brother Hiram are martyred by a mob. See Joseph Smith History 1, verses 3 and 4, verses 14 through 17, verse 57 and verse 59. Doctrine and Covenants, section 13, heading. Doctrine and Covenants, section 27, verse 12. End sign, January 1993, pages 38 through 43. Doctrine and Covenants, section 21, heading. Doctrine and Covenants, section 37, History of the Church, Volume 1, pages 145 through 146 and pages 260 through 264. Ensign, November 1998, page 46. Doctrine and Covenants, section 109. Doctrine and Covenants, section 110. Ensign, August 1986, page 11. Ensign, September 1979, pages 12 through 13. Doctrine and Covenants, section 135. End of the article and activity on The Life of Joseph Smith by Kimberly Webb.